Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Homes special segment. Stories needing sharing. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
It's noon in Maricopa, Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your daily nooner with Michelle and the Everything Home Talk Radio Show. Our Thinking Thursday live studio audience slept in their common sense caps and are excited for our ninth and final special segment with our powerful lineup of all-star partners for bonus day of March Madness Maskless Month. 31 days, actually 32 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. It's April 1st, the second quarter of 2021, and no more excuses for your business, life, and community. And no more masks, people. It's time to rip off your dirty masks. They don't work. They make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. And if you live in a state like here in Anarchy, Arizona, that has lifted the mask mandate, but you're still wearing one, especially in your car, by yourself. Unbelievable. Don't be a mask hole and fall victim to being Shawshanked, you know, like the movie where the prisoners were given their freedoms, but they wanted to go back to prison because that's what they were used to.
Free at last! Free at last! Thank God Almighty! We are free at last!
The theme for the final week and today's topics on episode 193, personal and business coaching delivered by three of our all-star partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Brian Ellum, entrepreneurship coach. Joe Pardo, profit growth strategist. Randy Miller, WEN Enterprises, the preeminent destination for personal growth, well-being, and wellness. Visit EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, and their shows. Everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference. One location for all the information. The ultimate resource platform. Bookmark it. Make it your new homepage. Start your day with EverythingHomeResourcePlatform. I'm feeling so good. Platform.com. Just a heads up on the website. Update from No Daddy, the company where no one fixes your website problems and you pay them a lot of money. They still haven't restored it properly, so please be patient and understanding with our blank pages. Stick with the homepage for now. It has all the episodes for your listening pleasure, and we'll see what progress is not made today. We should have this wrapped up hopefully by the end of today. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Today is a bonus day of March Madness Maskless Month. 32 days of makeovers, motivation, and marketing. And our special live segments on Tuesdays and Thursdays have featured our all-star partners. That's 127 partners of the Everything Home Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform so you can take action. And they do a deep dive and a laser focus on the week's topics with longer segments. It's all about no more excuses. And now we've made it easier than ever to take action in only a few minutes a day and learn the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about while making a difference in your lives, the lives of others, and of course, your community. Everything you need is listed on our Take Action tab at EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. To get started on your great awakening journey, take a listen to episode 171. I give a quick overview of the March Madness Maskless Month. It's 32 days because it takes 21 to form a habit. So we threw in an extra one just to help you out. So that way we're eliminating all the excuses. No more excuses, people. There's 263 segments of our live shows, 130 one-on-one episodes to guide you on this journey and give you all the information you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. It's only going to work from the ground up, not the top down. 2020 and 2021 has already proven that. So it's time to get involved. Time to take action. It's time for more in every aspect of our lives. Well, except for those dirty mask people. They don't work. They make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Let's rip off those dirty mask people. Remember, it's we the people, not we the sheeple.
Snap out of it.
You can find episodes 171 to get that great awakening journey started at the Take Action tab at EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com or on your favorite podcast player. Here's a recap of the week's themes and the all-star topics for March Maskless Madness. Week one, personal improvement and growth, all-star is 173. Week two, health, wellness, and fitness, all-star is 176 and 178. Week three, community awareness, action, and faith, all-star is 181, 183. That is one heck of a week. Listen to 183. Prophet Amanda Grace, 45 minutes. Week number four, business and marketing success, 186 and 188. If you listen to these two episodes and your business doesn't change, there's something wrong with your business. I promise you, everything you need is in those two episodes. And of course, this week is personal and business coaching. All-Star was at 191, featuring Mr. Clay Clark of the Thrive Time Show, kicked off the week. Today's 193, so between week four and five, it covers everything. Today's topic is on episode 193, personal and business coaching, All-Star Partners. It's April 1st, day 381 of 15 days to slow the spread. 381 of 15 days to slow the spread. No more excuses. This is the theme for the month. It's time to rip off your dirty mask, people. They don't work. They actually make you sick. And our symbolism of control and tyranny. It's time to reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Open your business. Take action. Do something. And, of course, reopen America 100%.
Cover me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Gotta be. Gotta be.
Let's get down. Let's get down to business. Give you one more night. One more night. Got this. We've had a million nights.
We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary speakeasy for patriots. It's Holy Week, Holy Thursday, Passover. Try to do a little praying, maybe read the Bible, maybe just a little chapter. Our partner, all-star partner, Pastor Greg, suggested Matthew 21 or Luke 22 to get your God on. Before we begin the show and bring on our all-stars, since it is Easter's coming up this weekend on Sunday, here's a quick Easter message from one of the listeners of our friend Joe Piscopo's show.
He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant. He grew up in another village where he worked in a carpenter shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was an intern and preacher. He never wrote a book. He never held an office. He never had a family or owned a home. He didn't go to college. He never lived in a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place where he was born. He did none of these things that usually accompany greatness. He had no credentials but himself. He was only 33 when the tide of public opinion turned against him. His friends ran away. One of them denied him. He was turned over to his enemies and went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between two thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for his garments, the only property he had on earth. When he was dead, he was laid in a borrowed grave through the pity of a friend. 20 centuries have come and gone, and today he is the central figure of the human race. All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned put together have not affected the life of man on this earth as much as that one solitary life. Happy Easter, Joe.
Happy Easter, Tom. Beautiful, man. Well done. Well done. You know what? That's what it's all about.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the All-Stars, the All-Star partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 193, our bonus day of March Maskless Madness, personal and business coaching. First up, Mr. Brian Ellum. He's an entrepreneurship coach at Dream Biz Coaching. Audience, big round of applause. How are you today, Brian?
I'm doing well, Michelle. Happy April 1st to you.
Oh, isn't that crazy that it's already April 1st? And you can know you're here in Arizona, so you can tell it's things are blooming. Allergies are kicking in, and it's been hot. So it's like, hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed your nice weather because it's over.
That's pretty much it. The flowers are blooming, the noses are closing, and the heat is going up.
Oh, my God, I've had a headache for 2 days, so it's like, this is not the time of the year that is fun. Because like I said, it's that warning shot where you get it, even if you get up early, you walk outside and you go, it's too early for this hot. I'm not ready. It was so nice to wear sleeves and perhaps a jacket. Oh, man. But anyway. So today, I want to thank you very much for being one of our all-star partners. You've been on this train with us for a long time. So we're going to really bring it home, bring our A games to the audience and give them what they need to know to just take their business to the next level. So what do we want to start with? What do we want to start with?
Well, seeing as how it's springtime and things are opening up and blooming, and with COVID winding down and businesses opening up, hopefully my fellow first-time coaches, entrepreneurs, and experts have been using this time almost like a cocoon to, you know, to really look into themselves and work on their business, or even just learn the skills to start their coaching or consulting business they want to do. And now it's time to start putting themselves out there. So that's really where I wanted to focus today as things open up, is really to help people get out there and share their message and what they do in the right way, so they can start getting clients and start changing people's lives and their own lives through business.
And I think that is something that is very important and valuable, because some people might have great information, might be great at what they do, but if they can't communicate that in a pretty quick way, they're going to lose the audience, or they're not going to catch their attention. And whoever they're talking to is going to miss out. I mean, I do a lot of interviews on this show, right? Each month it's like 65 to 70, plus we have special segments where we do one-on-one, and it's so interesting. There really is a pattern, and I want you to comment on this, but there's a pattern for the people who have not only done interviews or their business for a long time, but the ones that really connect with somebody, or you get their message right away, there literally is a pattern on those ones that stand out. Do you want to comment on that and what you were going to think that you were going to say?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. There is a pattern that, you know, that has come forward through mostly either through them getting mentorships and guidance, or just from plain real world experience, trial and error. Because you have to focus on your ideal client and what they're looking for. And this is one of the things I wanted to touch on today, is if you're just starting to get out there and post what you do and how you help people, if you look at just your engagement, you know, how do you feel that your engagement is going? Are you getting the likes? Are you getting the comments? Are you getting the shares on what you're putting out there? And if not, it's probably time to evaluate either what you're saying or who you're saying it to. And I would argue that the second one is the most important of those two, is who you're saying it to. One of the most interesting things that I have come across in my latest rounds of networking and mentorships is this idea of attention-based marketing versus interest-based marketing. And the attention-based is what we're all used to, you know, running a bunch of Facebook ads, Google ads, whatever, and just putting those into a funnel and hoping we get somebody that likes what we're saying, right? But the thing is, where we're shifting to and what people are craving is more interest-based, as in these people are hyper-focused into this niche or into this area of interest, and then you're able to speak into it in order to garner their attention and boost you up as an expert in the space.
So it's more of a strategic targeting, but tapping into that existing audience rather than trying to provide not necessarily an end-all be-all to everybody, but
exactly.
Almost, it's like, but you had mentioned the ads and the funnels and all that. It's more, and to me, that comes across a lot of it. A lot of the times is sales for people, right? Because every time that I do get a chance to just jump on social media, which is not very often, if I scroll real quick, either through LinkedIn, primarily Facebook, and even YouTube now, it's all ads. It's all ads, sponsored ads. And it makes the whole experience of going on there a little irritating, because you're constantly being sold something, and that gets kind of old, you know, used car sales-ish. So the interest is a much better approach because you're trying to just provide information on what people want rather than people don't want to be sold to.
Exactly. People don't want to be sold. Actually, that's not true. Most people don't want to be sold to. The right person that is interested in what you have and put value out to them, they do want to be sold to. And what I've found is one of the best ways to get this interest-based attention versus, the shotgun blast approach is to go into Facebook groups, because in there you will find groups on anything. Like if you want to sell a course on how to better raise baby turtles, there's probably 10, 12, 15 Facebook groups just on baby turtles. So it doesn't matter what you're doing.
It's so funny. It's true, though. It's crazy. It's funny.
It's true. Yeah. So if you can go into those groups as a coach, a consultant, an expert in whatever niche you're in, you can start looking at the comments and the posts and see what people are really struggling with, what their fears are, what their frustrations are, what their challenges are within that specialized interest group. And then you can start speaking value into those people through posting directly or replying to their comments. And this is one of the best ways to start building yourself up as that thought leader, as that expert, and also gaining attention to your personal profile, your business page, however you want to direct that traffic. And it also gives you an idea about what to post on those pages, on your profile, because you know this is something people are looking for because you've been in those groups, in that specialized interest group, and you know that it's there because you've seen it.
Well, it's almost like Jeopardy, where they're giving you the answer to the question, and you just got to figure out what the question is. So the answer's already there. And the question technically is already there, too. You just got to think a little differently. So in the Facebook groups, they're already telling you what they want. You just got to pay attention and listen. And then there's your client, or there's your customer.
Exactly. There is your interest-based attention. That's where you can really start pulling in those potential clients. And the other thing about this is when you're starting to post it, your stuff on your own profile, your own page, do your best to get rid of the words I and me and we in whatever you're posting. You want to post in a way that when your potential client reads it, they think you're talking directly to them. So make everything about them because people are primarily interested in themselves. They want to know what's in it for them. Why should they listen to you? Why should they pick you? So speak to them in a way that connects like that.
Yeah, that's always a good reminder for people. Everybody just wants to know what's in it for themselves. So make sure you always speak to them rather than come across as, I know everything. I've got the answer to all the solutions. Be careful with your language.
Yeah,
people nowadays, too, there's a lot of options. You know, there is a lot of noise out there, but there's a lot of options for people. And they want to connect with somebody who is like-minded, who is sincere, who comes across as wanting to be helpful rather than pushing something. You know, remember the old days where there's lots of pushy salespeople, and that just doesn't work with people anymore. You know, they want things personalized.
Exactly. And on that vein, on the idea of being personalized and being real, don't be afraid to share segments of your personal life on your page, along with your business. Now, I'm a big advocate of doing both, you know, like 80% business and 20% personal. You know, share your hobbies, your love of dancing, your love of photography, your love of whatever it is that you're into. You know, share those pieces of your life because, again, like you said, people want to connect with somebody who is real, somebody they can relate with. And doing that, it just it deepens that connection even before you really start talking to someone directly.
And it opens up more of a personalized connection already. So rather than having to, I don't want to say cold sales, cold call, there's already something there where you might not know anything about them, but they know enough about you that they can relate and they've already sparked an interest. So it's almost like a referral from a friend, even though there is no friend doing the referring.
Right. It's all about know, like, and trust. And if you can build those three things before that first quote-unquote sales call is made or before that first DM is sent, that is literally half the battle right there. Because then all you have to do is make sure that on that call you are crystal clear, again, what is in it for them, what are the results that they're going to get from working with you. But building that personal connection, man, that is literally half the battle. If not like 70% of the battle, really.
So what would you suggest? I got about three minutes here. What would you suggest? I mean, we're big into pen and paper here and common sense caps. We put those on and hopefully we leave them on all day and sleep in them. But pen and paper, let's just say today, this weekend, they re-listen to this episode a couple times. And then what do you want them to do so that they can focus on their ideal client, kind of reposition how they are being strategic about who they're going after, fine tune it? What are the things that you want them to think about and write down to really figure out their new plan of attack?
Okay. Well, the first thing I would suggest is once you've got your niche, the next thing that you need to do is figure out who the big players are in that niche and go follow those accounts. Once you follow those accounts, then you go into their posts and see what are people really engaging with. What are they really liking? What if the comments are like super long? And again, the gold is in the comments. They'll tell you what they love about the post. They'll tell you what they don't like about the particular struggle or situation. And this gives you, like I said, literally nuggets of gold in order to have ideas about what to post. So that would be the first step. Go follow those big accounts in your niche. The next step is to go into Facebook and find groups within your niche and interact with the people in there, giving your value from what you have gleaned from following those huge accounts, what you know people love and want to hear, what they need.
And just a heads up for people, make sure if you're going to do this and you haven't done it or haven't done it in a while, make sure you read what the rules are for people, because you don't want to anger the person who runs the Facebook group. And a lot of these are very specific or specific days. So that's just a reminder. Make sure you do that. And one thing too, you can introduce yourself to, like, even a private message or an email, introduce yourself to the person who runs the group. Even if it's somebody that maybe you want to do some networking with. So I've done that many a times, and it's proven to be very beneficial for both parties.
Yeah, that is a great piece of information. Thank you for adding that in. Yes, you do want to be careful with the groups and follow the rules. But yes, that's and networking with the admins. Perfect. Love that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason in my world, and what I constantly remind people on this platform is there's no competition. Everybody could collaborate. Everybody could become partners at some level because everybody delivers their information in a different way and connects with somebody. Even it might be exactly the same. It could just be the sound of their voice. It could be the afflictions that they use or the tone or the delivery. So we're all in this together. So we can work together too. It doesn't hurt to collaborate. So, Brian, give your website and plug any events or programs that you have coming up.
Well, my website is brianelam.com. And for any first-time coach, expert, consultant out there that you found value in these tips and you maybe want to have a deeper conversation about you know, getting rid of that stupid voice in the back of your head that says you can't or you're an imposter or why would anybody listen to you. You want to have a deeper conversation about moving your business forward and setting up a step-by-step process to build that six- and seven-figure business that you want to see. There's a button right at the top, book a strategy session. We'll get on a call, and we'll figure out if I'm the right person to help get you to where you want to go.
Perfect. Thank you, Brian, for being one of our all-star partners, and make sure you're on the schedule for April. I think I got about 10 spots left. So thank you so much, my friend. You're a great addition to the platform, and I always appreciate your quality content. So thank you, and have an awesome weekend.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle. It's a pleasure being here today, as always, and I look forward to the next one as well.
All right, sounds good. Just don't turn the AC on yet. Then you cave in. Just keep it. Do what you can. Oh God, I'm not looking forward to this. Thanks, my friend. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Okay, so one all star down, two more to go, and I must give you a heads up. It's gonna turn into a Jersey segment because Joe Pardo, Super Joe, he's in Jersey. Randy Miller's from New Jersey, and of course, you know me, I'm from Jersey too, so I'm not quite sure what's going to happen, but just don't be surprised if it goes in a very interesting direction. All right, just before I bring on Mr. Super Joe Pardo, I just want to remind you guys, the website, not best looking right now, so just have some patience. I think it'll be taken care of, and we'll be back to normal this afternoon. And check out the Take Action tab. If you can subscribe to the podcast, that would be awesome. If you can rate and review, that'd be great. It's on the top of every page, especially the home page. There's a big graphic there. And you can follow us on all the social media platforms. We just hit 1,015, I think, on Rumble. So if you want to check us out on Rumble, please subscribe and follow us there. Post everything on the Rumble and join the newsletter. So that way you can get around the censorship that is all over the place, the cancel culture, the censorship. They don't like this platform. They've already made that quite clear, you know, love of God, love of country, helping people, helping businesses, helping nonprofits, being patriotic. They don't like us. That's okay. We've found some places that do. All righty, let's bring on Super Joe Pardo. Super Joe Pardo. He is a profit growth strategist, coach, and consultant for small to medium-sized businesses. He's also the podcast host of the Super Joe Pardo Show. Audience, big round of applause. Super Joe, how are you today, sir?
I am wonderful. How are you, Super Michelle?
I kind of like Super Michelle. I am good. I'm always excited for these all-star episodes. I'm going to be very sad when they don't happen next month. So I've got to come up with something else to drag you guys on for longer periods of time. But I will. Don't worry about that. I will definitely come up with something else. Because there's so much incredible content that you guys have to offer. So when we do our 7-minute spots on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific time, it's just not enough sometimes. So when you are willing to volunteer your time and give us more information to really change somebody's business, it's special. It's something that I hope the audience really understands the value, because all, you know, your time is not cheap. So they're getting all of this free content that would normally cost hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. Just think about the month that if you actually had those conversations and had to pay for them or listen to the content, you're probably $70,000 total by the time you did hire them and things like that. So thank you for being a part of this. And I want the audience to just listen, take out that pen and paper and really digest what these guys are saying, especially Super Joe, because it is going to change your business if you implement it. So with that being said, what are we going to talk about today, Super Joe?
What are we going to talk about today? Well, you know, first off, thank you for the great introduction there. And I think, do you want to talk about the value of actually looking at hiring somebody? You know, bringing somebody from the outside in to help you with your business?
I think we should. We talked about it last week with Matt Yeas and the outsourcing, but I think it's really important to come from a different side, which is you and your background and your extensive history with different businesses and how you have grown those businesses, not to mention from a coaching and consulting standpoint, because you can't do everything yourself. And we always think if we have a good day where we kind of knocked a bunch of stuff out, but it's shoots and ladders. So then the next day you're just 2 or 3 days behind. So yes, I think that would be perfect.
Yeah, I think, well, because there's a lot, especially when we're talking about specifically a coach, a consultant, a outside firm, somebody or some people coming in to help and making that decision, it's tough. It's kind of like dating, right? Like you want to make sure that you're finding the right person, that you're speaking the right language. And Brian kind of mentioned it right at the end of his talk last, is like, you know, let's have a 15-minute conversation and decide if I'm really the right person to work with you. And I think a lot of people sometimes get caught up in a couple of things, right? One is ego, right? I know everything about my business. You know, why would I as a baker need somebody to come in and tell me how to run my, I know how to bake bread. I know how to bake cookies. I know how to bake, you know, cakes and all these things. And I know how to get, you know, the customers to have a smile on their face, right, when they're here. Yeah, I mean, I'm no baker. I'm not even a cook by any stretch at all. So, you know, like when you're thinking about looking at like, okay, could I, you know, is a coach right? Is it the right time? I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to get fleeced. I don't want to find the wrong person. I don't want to get bamboozled by some guru online. And, right. And there's a ton of that going on. I mean, look, I was watching a video just yesterday where they were making fun of 12 year olds on TikTok who were giving financial advice.
You got to give them credit. They're trying. They're probably making money.
They probably are. I'm not going to knock the 12-year-old who's doing it, but not every 12-year-old is going to, like, there's going to be the exceptional, you know, standouts in the world, and they're very few and far between. But, you know, so it's easy to try to, you know, maybe get caught up in that hype, right? That hype train, the big guys, the Gary V's and the Tim or whatever, Tony Robbins of the world and those people. But there's a lot of people out there who don't necessarily have that hype, but have they have the background, they have the expertise, they have the experience of actually going in and doing the things, right? And making the business more profitable, getting the numbers to make more sense, getting, like, a lot of times, just getting past the ego alone, right, of feeling like that. I know, look, my grandfather, he used to say, oh, you never want to hire a consultant. You never want to hire a coach because you need to know your business inside and out. And while that's true, there's a lot of minute details that get kind of lost in the fray, or that people don't know that they don't know, or they know that they don't know it and are afraid to admit it to somebody because they're like, oh, no, maybe they'll find out that I'm a fraud. And it's like, well, no one's going to tell the baker who makes awesome bread or awesome cakes that you're a fraud. But from the business standpoint, you know, if the numbers aren't making sense, the cakes are going out and you're losing money on every cake that you're selling, you don't even realize it. Or the marketing doesn't quite make sense, so you're not hitting that target market that you're hoping to, you know, bringing somebody in that can focus in on that specific weakness that you feel you have or have been told that you have by other people or been given the feedback from your customers that, like, if this was better, but you don't necessarily know how to make that, you know, X thing better, can really help propel you to that next level as a whole. So getting past your ego is really critical there. You know, there's an example where someone I know They were like, oh, you know, I love you, Joe, but I would never, you know, I don't need a coach or anything like that. But then they partnered up with somebody and then had to pay that person a six-figure payout to walk away from the business that they built together because that person wasn't holding up their end of the bargain. But that person did help them get started. They filled in the blanks where they didn't know. So, you know, at that point, yeah, you paid a six-figure – you paid a six-figure coach for two, you know, for 2 years to come in and help you get it rolling and then paid them to leave, just like, you know, other people you pay to leave in your life. So, you know –
That's a whole other show, Joe. That's a whole other show.
That is a whole other show. That's a whole other show. I'm glad you're picking up what I'm putting down, Michelle.
Oh, I gotcha. It's an automatic connection. Automatic.
You know, so that's one of those things, right? And then also the ego with your team, right? Like if you try to be the big behalf and you're like, oh, I know everything and whatever, you know, it might come off weird, you know, to your team to be like, oh, they're bringing in somebody else to like work on those numbers. And what you might see as a weakness is really a strength. And everybody that you can spin that to is like, hey, look, we were clearly deficient in these couple of areas. And we brought somebody in to help us get clarity on that and right. And build a path and put a program in place to help us move forward in that area of our business. So you can't see it as a weakness because it's really all about strength. Now, finding the right person, like Brian said before, like, or I think you said it before about, you know, all of us are in this together and it's not about, you know, direct competition because we each speak a different little, you know, language and different, you know, phrases that we get and that we connect with. Like, I'm a Disney guy, so, like, you know, Disney people get Disney people. You know, things like that can go along. I've gotten a client because of literally the font that was in one of the Facebook ads that I did.
Who's your favorite character?
I mean, if I had to pick from, like, the Fab, I guess it's Fab 6 now with Daisy, it's probably Mickey, you know.
Don't give me this new stuff. I don't want any of the new junk. Old school.
It was the Fab Five, right? It was Mickey, Donald, Minnie, Goofy, and Pluto. But then they added Daisy as the sixth character back in 2000.
Yeah, Donald was lonely. Donald was lonely.
Yeah, he was.
He hadn't paid her to leave
yet.
Daisy doesn't
make it easy for him.
He hadn't paid her to leave yet. see what just wore pants. So he wouldn't have had to worry about that. Just needed to put his pants.
Yeah, right. Well,
pants
in cartoons are a weird thing. You know, I watch Daniel Tiger, and I'm like, why does one kid, you know, certain family members have pants, but the males don't have pants, but the females do have pants. I don't understand.
A lot of stuff about. I love Disney too. It's just once you really pay attention, you're like, this really isn't for children. But okay, okay.
No,
all
even
right,
the new
yeah.
Mickey ones are not really for children.
No, not at all. Like the old Bugs Bunny, certainly not designed for any of the Looney Tunes. They are not child friendly. But you don't know what they're saying when you're young. But anyway, let's go back. I just thought I'd throw that out there because you said Disney.
So
here's my question
pricing,
to you.
Right?
That's the thing. Before you do pricing, finding the right person or connecting with the right person, because you mentioned there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people. And a lot of people charge a lot of money. And sometimes people just want to hire for the person's name. But to be honest with you, after having interviewed so many people on this show, I'd have to say that a lot of the people that you don't know their names, you're going to get a better bang for your buck. And they're also better than some of the big ones because you can actually connect with them rather than just maybe doing an on-demand course where there is no connection, communication, where you're not working with them directly, but you're spending all this money. So, you just comment on that real quick, the value of giving somebody who
the
you
research.
Don't necessarily though name, yeah, and also the value of giving somebody who doesn't have a headliner name, where you know they're just constantly putting out courses over and over and over and just tweaking things a little bit, so you buy the next one, so you buy the next one, because there is a system that is in place that does that. So then they just ride the system, another book, another course. But you know, having the value of having really somebody who's hands on, but still affordable. They're there. You just gotta know where to look. Well, you could look on the platform. You can go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Partners and Patriots tab, and look at the Purpose Driven Partners. They're all there. You can listen to them, like Super Joe Pardo, or you can tune into his show, which is on our must listen to page, and you can listen to all these people and then decide if you really connect with them. But what is your thoughts on the big guys versus the little? Since you did bring it up.
Yeah, well, it depends on what you're trying to get, right? Like, if you're like, oh, I want to work with Guru X because, you know, they're one of the biggest names in marketing. They're one of the biggest names in this industry or that industry. And, you know, you go and you look up their site and you're like, oh, okay, they have courses. Like you said, like you just mentioned, Michelle, that, like, oh, I could sign up for that course. But is the course really what you're looking for? It depends on where you're at in your business and what you're trying to get accomplished, right? One of the things that I do is I work one-on-one to build custom solutions with the clients that I work with, right? So it's because everybody's different. Every situation is different, and the people that are different. And even if it's in the same industry, potentially even same problems that they're having, you know, everything could still has a uniqueness to it because of the location where they're at, right? It's just a different competition, different everything. So, you know, really understanding yourself is the life. If I take this course, am I actually going to take the course, or am I just paying and then never watching those videos? Am I never contacting anybody? Am I getting involved in the community that this person has built around this product or the guru as a whole? So it's you have to know yourself, right? So know how you learn, know how you implement, how you best work, you know, yourself, and how your team reflects back on that, and then take the step of finding somebody who seems to offer the right stuff and has the right credentials, right? So just having, you know, being the biggest name doesn't mean a whole lot if you're like, oh, well, I'm looking for somebody that specifically has worked with people in my industry. That's, you know, that's different, right? That means you need to go find somebody specific. One of my friends was just talking about a chiropractor coach who all he works with is chiropractor people, right? Or my other friend down in Australia who sold his business to actually one of the Australian Shark Tank people. And he's a podiatrist, and all he works with now is podiatrists. He sold his 5-location company and podiatry practice, and he just works with podiatrists all over the world now. So, you know, it's like if you're looking for someone like that, then you just have to go find those, you know, start Googling for that. But if you're looking for something more general, if you're looking for something that maybe – it could be considered more general, just marketing as a whole, or maybe just social media as a whole, versus like, I want the expert on Facebook because I know my customers, they're all hanging out on Facebook or they're all hanging out on Instagram. I need to find the person that specifically works in that niche to help me get that next level, right? Taking a course might not be the thing that helps me get there because I don't have time to implement on those things. So do some research, look for reviews, right? Look for substantiated reviews. Take a little time, go on those LinkedIn, find those LinkedIn profiles of the people who wrote those reviews, not just, you know, Billy Bob's review, you know, or John C's review that's all you see. There's no business name or anything like that. In fact, there's a website, I forget what it is off the top of my head, but you can actually search up those reviews. Like, you can copy and paste names, you can copy and paste the review itself to see if it's a generic review that's just been copied and pasted from other people. You'd be surprised at how many, especially Amazon products, have that copy and pasted review, you know, the reviews, they're copy and pasted. So there's a site out there for that. So look for those things, right? And then try to reach out to some people and say, hey, did you have any experience? You know, what was your experience outside of the review, right? What kind of results did you get? And then also look for social proof, right? So, like, what's their social media look like? Are they posting stuff online? And if they are posting online, is anybody interacting with that stuff? Or is it just like, oh, they have a million followers. They must know what they're talking about. Okay, cool, they got a million followers. But, like, I could pay for a million followers tomorrow if I really wanted to drop the dough to do it. It doesn't mean anything because my post won't be seen by anybody who's going to like it or interact with it. You know, do they have a YouTube channel? Are they making podcasts? And if they're making podcasts, what kind of reviews do they have on that podcast? What kind of comments do they have on their YouTube channel? You know, look for those things because, you know, where the interaction is, that's the smoke, right? And where the smoke, there's fire. You know, where it's just like, oh, they have a million subscribers or a million followers, and there's no interactions, no very few views on any of the things they're doing. Then it's probably just smoke and mirrors instead of smoke and fires. So,
and then since you brought up pricing, yeah. I just, you know, as far as pricing, let's talk about that. And I know you got to go because you're a busy man. You're a busy man. So let's talk about the pricing side of things. So people can, at least as they're writing things down and putting the plan together, they can work on their own budgets. Because literally at the end of the day, and I want to kind of make this clear, everybody needs a coach. Just when are you going to pull that trigger? And all of the most successful people in any industry, in any business, they all have a coach. And they tell you that too, because there's certain things that you don't see because you're in it. You are deep into your business. And well, there's a lot of stuff that you might not see, or they could tweak something very simply and make it a lot easier. So everybody needs one. It's just a matter of finding the right person and when you're willing to pull the trigger. So let's talk the money portion, which usually is the reason why people don't hire a coach when they should be hiring one.
Yeah. So to go off of that, Michelle, I'm in two mastermind groups, right? And with two coaches that I work with on different angles of my own business for consulting. So there's always, and I've worked with other coaches literally from all over the world, from Australia to UK to Texas. So I've worked with people, you know, for my own business, because there's things that I don't know, right? Like, I know the numbers, I know how to fix processes and things, I know how to create content, I know how to do all those things, but there's still opportunities for me to, like, get better because there's experiences that I haven't had yet. Now, when it comes to pricing, you know, you'll see people like, oh, I dumped a whack ton of money into working with these coaches and these things, and I didn't get any results. You know, coaching is a scam. I mean, just type in coaching is a scam in the YouTube, and you'll find videos where people talk about that. And you know, look, there's a lot of people out there who just don't know, like, what they're trying to teach, right? Like, they took a course on how to create a coaching business, and they got successful at least signing people up. I mean, that's what half the thing is sales, right? Like, just getting people to buy in and sell into it is a big deal. But, you know, just because you got people to do that doesn't mean that you actually know what you're talking about when it comes to the thing that you're supposed to be knowing what you're talking about and having experience to back that up and all that. So when it comes to pricing, before you go, like, just dumping money into the problem, take a look at your numbers, take a look at the problem that you're trying to solve, right? And then figure out, like, okay, if I was to be able to increase, like, you know, increase my profit by 10%, what kind of money would that look like, right? And then start to figure out, like, oh, okay, so if I could increase my profit by $10,000 a month, you know, that's $120,000 a year, okay, what would that be worth? You know, what would it be worth to me to hire somebody? Right. I'm going to say maybe 40% of that. So, like, a $30,000 coach, you know, I put in $30,000 over the course of, say, 3 to 6 months, not all at once or whatever, but and depending on the coach, maybe you have to, but you put in, say, $30,000, invest that over 3 to 6 months, and you start to get results as those months go by, that you're working and implementing the things that the coach is working, you know, or like if I was working with that person, you know, you start to get those results. So maybe in 18 months you hit that goal of consistently hitting $10,000 more in profit each month, right? Maybe it starts at like 2,000 or 1,000, and then it just rolls. So you're going to get your money back, but just to be like, oh, I want to work with a coach, and it's like, oh, they said it was, you know, they'll do everything and anything. I could, you know, I'll be sipping on a drink on the beach in Tijuana because, you know, I'm making so much money. You know, it's overnight success. Like, everything's going to work out. Like,
yeah,
it sounds
no.
great. And when you're desperate to make it work, like, it sounds really good. I've been roped into that too. You know, people are like, oh, you know, Joe, I can help you get your YouTube channel, you know, off the ground and blah, 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 blah. It's going to cost $15,000. I'm like, well, this is all I got to do is just pay $15,000. It's like, yeah, no, I'm good. You know, I'm
yeah.
close. It's like, ah, it's so tempting because you want that.
Bam,
I've
gotcha.
Like, bam, like,
sneaky.
Paid the money.
Sneaky.
I got the expert. We're going to the moon.
Sneaky.
But it doesn't, it very rarely ever works that way.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Yeah,
so let's just tell everybody right now.
You got to be one to learn.
Yeah, that doesn't work, people. So don't do that. Don't go
no.
down that rabbit
no.
hole. And bad things will happen, like you will have no money and you will have no success story. So it makes you got to invest in the right person. That's a great way to put it into perspective and to think about the cost of the coach versus the increase of the profit and really how much that's worth. That was very
profound,
Super Joe.
And maybe that person isn't the right fit for right now, you know? Like, you know, it's like, oh, well, it would be $10,000. And you're like, well, I just can't swing that right now because we're kind of hurting or, you know, things are just not a mess right now. So, you know, it's like, okay, well, maybe, this solution isn't the right – it's not the right time for this solution, right? Maybe either a scaled-back program or something to get, you know, to get it off the ground or a different coach altogether, you know, somebody who can work within that budget. So just be open to, like, understanding your numbers to a point where you can understand how much you can and should be able to invest without taking a bath on it if things don't work out, because every coach doesn't work out. Michelle, if every coach worked out, there would be no teams that don't win an NBA championship, right? There would be no teams that don't win a Super Bowl every single year because every coach worked out, right? Every coach, every head coach, they all worked out. Everything, you know, worked the way the plan was supposed to go, and bam, everybody got a trophy that year. It doesn't work that way, right? So, you know, it's the same in life and same in business. You got to be able to weigh how much you're willing to invest towards that goal, that specific goal that you're hiring for.
Totally agreed. And one piece of input on my opinion for whatever anyone cares to hear that, you know, I'm all about listening to people, hearing what they have to say. So I would strongly suggest to make sure that if they don't have their own show and you listen to a couple episodes, make sure you listen to a couple episodes of them being on other shows. Doesn't matter if it's radio, if it's podcast, if it's live streams or even TV shows, whatever they've got. Make sure you listen to them in multiple episodes to find out how they act, what they say, how they talk, how you connect with even just their voice and the way that they communicate. And it'll make a huge difference. It'll cut down your time when you're screening people to see if it's even worth your effort to take the next steps, because you have to like them and they have to like you. So you really have to like that person. You have to like their personality. They could be the best coach in the world, but if you don't like them, it's just at the end of the day, it's not going to work. If you don't like their personality or something,
yeah.
Even though that they promise success and they've shown success, it's just, you're not going to look forward to working with them or communicating. So like Joe, Super Joe's got his own show. So you can listen to Super Joe on his own show. And you can also listen to him here. So then you get two different takes. See, him being interviewed is going to be a different conversation than him being the interviewer or him doing a solo. So you can get pretty much three different ways that he communicates. Then you could find out, hey, I get it. Now I know what this crazy lady's telling me to do. Yeah, it makes sense. Just got to listen. You got to listen to the people. Put your common sense cap on and listen to them. Take out your pen and paper. And literally, it'll all make sense. So Super Joe, give your contact information and plug anything that you've got coming up and, of course, your show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You know what, your comment about watching other, you know, watching on other people's interviews and stuff, absolutely. It goes back to the whole, like, how does the person treat the wait staff, right? The waiter, the waitress, yes, at the restaurant. If they're treating them crappy, what do you think they're like, you know, off, away from that expensive dinner table or from that, you know, from that arena that you're sitting at? So if you really want to know, like, you got to listen, and then you get a feel, because the, you know, we can all fake it, but you can't fake it all the time, 24/7 in every single interview forever. You're going to get found out, right? Eventually. Mm-hmm. So, so how people can get in touch with me, check out everything I got going on. Just go to superjoepardo. That's PARDO.com. You can get my everything there. I have a super entrepreneur conference coming up April 17th with entrepreneurs literally from all over the world who will be speaking at an 8-hour free conference. It'll be on YouTube and Facebook, so you can totally go check that out. If you are into the idea of starting a podcast or content creation, go check out indiepodcasters.com, where I work with, well, we have a whole podcasting community and conference, annual conference, as well as a whole paid community called Icon University there for working one-on-one on your content creation with me. So, yeah, so those are the two major ways, or you can just shoot me an email, Joe at SuperJoePardo or at SuperJoePardo on all social media.
Do me a favor and make sure you tag me in the social media for the event on the 17th. And if you can send me a PDF or graphic or JPEG, whatever you've got, and the link and things like that, I'll post it on our events, our virtual events page, and I'll promote it up until the 17th to get the word out, since that's what we want people to get that information and help grow their business. And I'll even add the ICANN, right? Is that what you said? ICANN?
Icon.
Oh, yeah. I can't even read my own handwriting. But you can. I can be an icon. See, there you go. I can be an icon. So an icon university. Yeah, I'll add that to the website. Put it on the Take Action tab. We'll put it on the Reopen America Resource Center. So that way people can't say, well, I didn't know where to go. I couldn't find the information. Who do I trust? No, just go there. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com. Everything is there. Everybody's vetted. You'll get Joe's information. You could find Joe's show on the Must Listen To page. And then we'll have all this other information on there too. And of course, any of the episodes he's been on of this series or this episode or this show rather, Purpose Driven Partners, you just click on his name and his company name and it'll get you right to his website. So you can't say, I didn't know, Joe. I didn't know where to go, Joe. No more excuses, man. No more excuses. So thank you, my Jersey friend. And I will let you go do what you got to do. Go help the rest of the planet and take care of the icons and the small business owners. And we'll talk to you next month.
I will. Thank you. You too. And I'll see you in like a week. We'll talk in like a week, I think. It's April 7th, right?
Yes. And it's April 7th, only because I had to look it up yesterday when you and I emailed. Otherwise, I would be like, I'm not sure, because there's 65 people that I just – there's only so many cats I can herd at one time. So, and so many things I can also –
You do a great job, Michelle. You really do. It's impressive to have how many people you're juggling around in your schedule there.
Do you know how many it was this month?
No, easy.
Do you want me to tell you? It was like 98. Because we did the All-Stars. It was the All-Stars. It was 99. Yeah, I've lost. You wonder why I'm not sleeping. Yeah, there's no time. And then, of course, you know, as I mentioned earlier, GoDaddy's been playing games with me for a week, and they keep telling me that my website's restored, but the pages are blank. And literally, I can't even tell you, I've lost about 12 hours of conversation on the phone repeating myself. So, yeah, it's fun.
Wow.
Find a coach, people. Find a coach. Outsource. Outsource. Get the help. Don't end up like me. You'll die a slow death at your desk. No. And then you get fat and you don't want to do that. And then you don't look pretty. Oh, we're almost there. We are almost over the hump. Yeah. Things are looking bright. All right. So, thank you, Super Joe. We'll talk to you next week. You're
Thank
the best.
You.
Thanks for being an
Take
author.
Care, Super Michelle.
Appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
Sir. Thank you so much, Jersey boy.
Bye.
Thank you. All right, so we are totally over. We are totally over. And my good friend Randy Miller has been so patient. He has been so patient waiting in the queue because he knows that we are going to blow past the 1 o'clock hour, which is fine. And if there's anybody that needs to fast forward, I strongly suggest you don't because you're going to miss out on some amazing content. I purposely asked Mr. Randy Miller to be our last all-star of March Maskless Madness of this bonus day, the 32nd day tips and takeaways and deep dives to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life. So let's jump in to see what we are going to be going through today, Mr. Randy Miller of WEN Enterprises. He's the founder and chief WEN officer of the preeminent destination for personal growth, well-being, and wellness. Audience, big round of applause. Randy Miller, in the house.
I am with you in an all-star mode. Patience is a virtue. Ms. Michelle, I'm with you.
I appreciate your patience. It's just, yeah.
Well,
you know,
I'm
when
excited
there's...
to share. I did listen in on the other gentleman, so, and I think mine's going to be different, so I'm excited to share. And just out of the gate with you, because you always ask how we are. So I'm in that all-star mode. I'm staying in that all-star mode, and I do have to share thankful and gratitude for selecting me to the awesome Michelle for choosing me. And I think it's kind of cool what you're doing. I think my segment's going to be a little different because we're going to focus on the individual. We're going to focus on the person. We're going to focus on you. And I'm going to turn it a little bit. It's not about me, the all-star, your other all-stars. I'm going to turn your listeners, whether they're listening now or they tune in later, I'm going to turn them into the all-star. So today, being Ooh. April 1st, is going to be about number one. Your listeners are all going to be all-stars today. Do we have a deal?
I love it. I love it. You know what's crazy? And this is a perfect example of how a coach can see things from a different level or a different aspect because they're not in it 24/7 like you are. I'm going to make this confession and then I'll let you take it and start running with it. You know, I wanted to do the all-stars because we've got 127 partners. So I identified the ones who I really thought would bring it home, their A game, and get the information in these 15-ish minute segments. Of course, they've all gone over. So people had all the tools. They had all the information. No more excuses for anybody. But not once did I think you guys were going to make all-stars about the audience. I just wanted to get them all the information until you just said it. What we really want to do is make all-stars of the audience. So do you believe that? See what I mean? The value of a coach. Perfect, perfect example. And I've been in it, you know, for what, a month and a half is when I came up with this and then doing it every day. How important
like it
is to have somebody else look at what you're doing, even from a personal standpoint, business doesn't matter.
Perfect. Like it a lot and great segue because I do things differently. So, and I guess I won't date myself, but doing this a long time, so 25 years in, and we cover counseling, coaching, training, advising, guiding, assisting, all those cool words. I know you're focused on the word coaching. So I think for this, we're staying with the listener as the all-star. We're going to use your word coaching because it's a very big word. And I know you use it within the all-stars, and I'm honored to be a part of it. I think for context, we need to share with the listeners that coaching is a very large sandbox. You know, your other two speakers spoke on that a little bit. You're going to hear a different side of me. I'm going to stay with that different theme. Lots of toys in that sandbox. Sometimes sand just gets thrown around. Sometimes it's just sand. So we're going to focus in the time we have, which is still limited, but we're going to focus on what do we get out of that sandbox. What are we going to plug in? What are we going to use so somebody can come away with something? Rather than just play in a sandbox, hear about all these tools, hear about all these toys, what's in it for me? What do I get? And there's two, it's interesting because there's two expert models within the coaching modeling world. And this comes from the Institute of Life Coaching, not from me. And it's a perfect setup for what I want to chat with you about. One, Michelle, is the expert model of coaching, which focuses on the why. and you know I'm not the why guy, I'm the when guy, but the expert model focuses on the why. Keeping in mind, while I'm talking, listeners, we're focusing on you. The other coaching model, which is just the standard coaching model, talks about the what and the how. Can't make this up. So the expert model talks about the why. Coaching model talks about the what and the how. What does Randy Miller and his company and his organization talk about? The when. Why would you want to spend all, if not most of your life, about the how, the what, and the why? And most people do. And that's okay, because you need some of the how. You need some of the why am I doing it. But I believe, and I think I've heard you a few times say, when do you pull the trigger? When do you do it? So, yeah, once you analyze everything, once you assess your situation, which is what we're going to hopefully get into, then when do you do it? And maybe it's time right now, April 1st, for your when. That's my approach. So today, Michelle, we're gonna not get rid of the how, the what, and the why, but we're going to focus on the when we do it, when we act, when we change, when we make the decisions. And the cool part is we're talking about you, the listener. So as I talk, you're going to relate to exactly who you are and the situation you're in. Are we good?
I think it's brilliant. Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Really? No, brilliant.
Got to tell my wife and my children that one. Okay, brilliant. So we're staying with brilliant, and we're going to – and I made you laugh. Hopefully I made a few other people laugh as well, because you can't forget family. So
yeah.
part of the when is the career choices or just the career development that you're in. And there's a lot of uncertainty to that, and people just want you to make decisions. They want you to make decisions, and here, I'm the guy that says take action, but there's a few steps that can be helpful before you get into that decision-making process, because what you ultimately decide depends on your willingness to decide, when you're going to decide. So being positive, and there's a lot of uncertainty on our planet today, regardless where you live, Arizona, all over the country, you know, I'm from the East Coast, but whether you're East Coast, West Coast, wherever you are, remember, listener, I'm talking to you, there's some positivity in uncertainty. It brings about, here's a cool word, it brings about opportunity for a proactive, creative way with your own decision-making. It just does, because if the future was certain, then you're just prepared for it. When the future is uncertain, you have an opportunity for change, to influence it, to do things differently. And here's the key part, create your future. Why wouldn't you want to create your own future? And there's a lot of powerful quotes I could throw out there. You know, I don't quote others because I quote myself a lot, so I'm going to save some of those quotes for the end. But let's talk about self-assessment, assessing who you are. So I'm technically giving you free coaching wisdom as we speak. This is what a coach would do with you, a good coach or a good advisor or a good counselor, whichever box or whichever sandbox you're in. So from the assessment side, and there's formal assessments, we're not doing that. There's no quizzes, no tests, but there's four key components when you assess yourself and when you're going to go make these decisions. And these decisions we're talking about relate to you right now, your career, your life, what makes you happy, why I'm not happy, how am I moving forward. We're going to talk about two today, Michelle, because we have limited time. We're going to talk about values and interests. Why are we going to talk about values and interests? Because values, in my opinion, is one of the most overlooked areas when we're assessing ourselves. Values help the listener, the all-star, or becoming an all-star, understand, here's two big words, what they need and want. And as we were all growing up as children, our parents, guardians talked about need versus want. What do we need? What do we want? So the need and the want relates to potentially a successful job, a successful career, successful professional development. Some people take no time. This is going to be a powerful statement. No time in their adult working life thinking about their values. Can I give you a few examples of what I mean?
It's sad, but it's true. A lot of people don't. Yeah, please go ahead.
So a few examples of values. Am I making a difference? Am I being accountable? Do I have work-life balance? That's a biggie. We'll come back to that. Obviously, financial success is always in there. Rich or poor, it's good to have money. But financial success and paycheck isn't the only deal in town. There's other factors. Am I contributing to society? Do I have any power, respect? Am I honest? Do I have honesty within my values? Am I reliable? Is my work challenging? Do I wake up in a positive, productive way? Do I help others? I could go on and on and on. And some others spoke about hiring and team members. All of this factors in to how you are ultimately known, how you are seen in the workplace, in the job, in your own business. Why wouldn't you, as this all-star, take a look now and evaluate what your values are? Because this is sort of the how you get to where you're going to go. You have to assess the situation so you can get there. And it boggles the mind that you wouldn't want to spend time evaluating your own values. There's more. Any comment on the valuation and the values?
No, I just have to listen to this a couple times to write them all down. There's only I'm only can write so
I
fast.
I apologize. I went fast, but there'll be a recap at the end. And then
it's a teaser where people have to listen to it again and again, because as I keep trying to just make people aware, these all-star segments are so powerful. They're so jam-packed with information that you're not going to hear a lot of other places. You're going to want to listen to them a couple times. I've listened to most of them at least twice without sitting at my desk and taking the pen and paper out. So I'm going to start doing that too. So repetition, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, it gets in your brain. You'll remember it. You'll pick up something else that you didn't catch the first or second time around. So it's incentive to listen again to the episode, all of the episodes, especially this one with Randy Miller. All right, go ahead.
And good that you share, because I've been asked, and thank you to you, because since being on the radio, and I guess I do have one of those radio voices, Ray Romano voice aside,
totally.
People say we need to hear more, or we need to write these things down. So there will be podcasts coming with career. It does relate to the WEN business, and it does relate to just my purpose on the planet to help people. So we'll save that for the end. So if you are, in fact, missing anything, there will be more. This is not a one-shot deal. But thank you for that.
You're not a one-hit wonder, Randy? You're not a one-hit wonder?
Say it again?
You're not a one-hit wonder,
then?
Okay.
Ongoing. It's a daily. If you can dream it, you can do it. I
got
to give
you
credit for that. But it's a daily effort. No, it's not a one-shot deal at all. It's a daily effort. 24 hours in a day, 7 days a week, which relates to interest. What are your interests? We're back to the all-stars. What are your interests with regard to your career planning? A lot is based on what we like or what we don't like. So when I work with people, or when my advisors work with people, what do you like? What makes you happy? What interests you? And some people and some listeners have that quizzical look on their face right now. Please, come on. I just have a job, or I'm doing what I do. No. What interests you? Do you like working with people? Maybe you don't like working with people. Do you like being outside? Do you like sitting at a desk, not sitting at a desk? There's a variety of work. There's a variety of creativity. Do you like solving problems? You know, what are your favorite related work activities? What would you do if you didn't have to worry about money? That's a big one. That's a huge one. We'll maybe do a whole segment or a whole podcast on that one. What tasks do you enjoy at work? That falls into your interest. That dovetails with your values. And remember, we're only talking about values and interest. We're not even getting into personality or skills yet. We're just in that assessment mode. So this type of emotional balance, this type of stability in your values and interest leads you to where you want to go. It's just the way it goes. And similar to your comment that you made before, kind of scary that most people don't even think about it. And yes, that's why you want a coach or someone to speak to. There is an underlying blessing that some people figured out on their own. They have the wherewithal, the wits about them, whether they're reading books, listening to, whether guys like me, other folks, podcasts, et cetera, they use the tools. They eat this stuff up, and then they go do what they need to do. But there's a pivotal word there. You know what the pivotal word is? Change.
No.
Ooh. People are afraid of change. Why is that? Why, Michelle, why are people afraid of change?
Because it's different. People get used to what they're used to. That's why there's people in Arizona, Anarchy Arizona here, still wearing the mask when they say you don't have to wear a mask anymore. And I keep saying, you guys, this is bad for you anyway. Why would you do that? Why would you leave it on? Well, I'm used to wearing it. And that's what they told me. And they told you it's okay now to take it off, even though you never needed it in the first place. And they say, oh, well, yeah, but I feel comfortable with it on. I don't like change. okay, then I'll just hang out in prison and go get Shawshanked again and go back to prison. People get used to what they're used to. They don't like change.
So your thoughts, it reminds me of just not wearing a mask your entire life, but let's just take the mask off of career. Let's change. Let's become aware of how you truly, powerful words coming, how you truly wish to live your life. And what are those ingredients? What are your new choices? How will this lead to potential change that you desire? But you have to fully understand what's going on in your sandbox. We're back to that sandbox. So what are you currently doing, your current choices? How are you going to create these changes? Because if you don't, your life's not going to change. So new conscious choices can lead to these changes you wish to make in your life. You can either do that with a coach through a program that helps you. I'm an advocate of one-on-one private confidential work, which we'll talk about. And these new habits, once shared openly, and you got to dig deep in your soul. It's not a vulnerability thing. Not everybody's vulnerable. You just have to search for them. So it's a soul-searching process. And then you want to reinforce these changes. You do, because it's not if you change, it's when you change. So that's back to, and I'll bring it full circle when we spoke about the how, the what, and the why. I just do, Michelle. It's the way I'm built. It's why I built business, why I built other companies. I've been helping people for 25 years. People need to feel this power of when. They need to feel that power. Some people like to find their when. It's not as easy. They got to go through it. They need a coach, advisor. They need someone that can walk them through so they can find actually what is their when. You know, rather than this Randy Miller guy speaking about all these changes and values and interests, sometimes you need to talk to somebody about it. You can do it over the phone. You can do it privately. You don't have to go sit in a big office. You don't have to worry about what you wear. You can do it privately, anonymously, confidentiality. Figure out what you want to do. What change do I need in my life? That's the finding you went. Other people sort of know what they want to do. They just need to find that power to go do it. And regardless, whether it's finding it or doing it now, why wouldn't you bring when the word into your universe? Why wouldn't you allow this to be part of, and we'll call it because it's your segment, part of your all-star change and take small steps to do that? I think you should do it. It's easy for me to say it because it's sort of the industry and the business that I'm in, but I believe it. I think others should do it, and it works. It works. That's just the way it is. It works because if you don't try, you'll never know. So when you change, and then that brings on all the good stuff.
Well, the only people that I would say are exempt from bringing when into their world or changing is somebody whose life is perfect. So if your life is not perfect, which is probably every person on the planet, right, then why not implement some change? You're not getting any younger. There's so many outside factors that go into your life now that you might not even have control of. So take control of the things you can, make the changes, and there's no time like the present. So if people are looking for a time frame of when, the answer is now, today, as soon as you're listening to this for the second or third or fourth time. And writing this information down and coming up with your interests and writing down your values so that you're prepared to have a consultation with Randy and his team, and you can really make it efficient and effective. So that is my when plug. The when is now, is while you're listening to this. Again, not getting any younger. It is March 1st, 2021, March 1st, April 1st. It is the second quarter. It'll be the third quarter before we know it. So there is no time left. Time to take action, everybody.
I love it. And thank you for the confirmation. And I think just to throw another log on the fire, yes, a day, and we'll use today because it's All-Star Day and it comes to mind. And you know I don't throw quotes around, but there was one that stayed with me. So I'll share a gentleman by the name of Mitch Albom. And he said, one day can bend your life. One day can bend your life. That stayed with me. many years back. You know me, I've obviously created a lot in between. So for your listeners out there, for what you just said, I don't think most people are living the perfect life. And if you are, life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. And even if you are in a good place, life is good, has some merit to it. Some people don't want to change that. That's okay. But don't you want to make your life a little better? I think the answer to that unequivocally would be yes. Why wouldn't you want to make your life a little better? So I agree with you. One day, maybe today, April 1st, when your all-star show can change your life. And if we've changed some lives today, that makes me happy. So I'm good with that. And yes, when is now, regardless of where you are in your cycle. And don't throw the how, the what, and the why out. You need some help to figure all that out, get the questions answered, and then we can go take some action, even if it's just some smaller changes. And I think this comes full circle in that big coaching word that we spoke about and that you've been focused on for your entire segment today.
Very powerful information, Mr. Randy Miller. I didn't know about the two expert models. Had no idea. I've never heard that before.
Is why we're going to do the podcast, because I think we need to enlighten more people. I think coaching is a huge word. It's a billion-dollar industry, but I think we need to dig a little deeper so people can make informed, educated decisions to work under which model they want to and do what's best for them. So, yes, it is very powerful. So I actually agree with you, and we'll be talking about that a lot more going forward.
Yeah, and I've said this many, many, many shows, and especially on this platform. There's a lot of coaches, so you have to really know who you're working with. And you have to, now when you're looking at it from this aspect, there's two different models. Hopefully they know the two different models, right? You don't know more, but that's a good question when you're kind of screening and interviewing. They don't know the two models, then you just say, okay, well, there's something on the stove boiling, I got to go. So that way you know to exit stage left or stage right. But then that way it's really important to know what they've done, if they've built businesses or if they've done the personal side of coaching and what type of coaching. I mean, Randy is very specific with his company and his track record, and obviously you can see the results. This is a real company. Not just a guy with a phone and a social media account. I mean, you're talking the real deal. So, and all of our coaches that we've had all offer something totally different, but at least you know you can trust them. But that's what's important about listening to the person you're going to work with, even if it's not a coach. Listen to them on their own show or on other shows to get a feel, rather than just because they have a pretty website or got the write-up sounds great, or even if they show the track record. You've got to listen to them and hear them, because they're going to give you a lot of information like Randy just did. I mean, everything that he shared is incredible content, which if you started to think about these, write these down, things will change in your own personal. Well, you have to take action. You have to do something. You just can't write it and then put it on the side of the desk. But that's sort of the importance of making sure you work with the right person and listening to them. So I can't emphasize that enough. I just want people to not have a bad experience with somebody. I mean, obviously you're gonna have your one-offs, or feel that they spent so much money and they didn't get the desired results. And I want them to be prepared when they go down this road, when they spend any money, whether it's a class or a coach or it doesn't matter what the industry is or what you're trying to do, even if it's a product. I want to make sure that there's value there and give you the tools or just the common sense cap back on, so you can remember, you know, I kind of need to just not take that word for it. I need to listen, pay attention. Pay attention. People will reveal a lot about themselves when there's conversations, and you'll know who's sincere and who's actually good. So that's my little Randy Miller plug too.
Spot on. No, and I appreciate it. It's a good segue, because I know we have to end up and wrap up because we're over. So yes, you just spoke to when I'm not really good at plugging, but I'll share because you always ask. So I'd rather people just take a look at when, and it is www.findyourwhen.com. You will notice we do differ from standard coaching models. You will notice that our pricing is much lower I'm not going to push the pricing on the radio because I don't do that, but I will share with your group because it is bonus day and all-star day. And you can hold me to this because I know we record this 20% discount for your listeners. They can go to info. They can go to info@findyourwhen.com. This is all one-on-one. You know, we majority of our work, we partner with businesses, big, small, not-for-profits all over the country. But I want this for your individuals today. And if there are some business owners listening, I'm offering you the same 20% off for all of your employees because I know you do have a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners as well. So that 20% off stays. I'm leaving that in for the entire month of April. We are raising prices as all business owners do, but that 20% off stays. That's not going anywhere. All you do is mention All Stars or Michelle or the radio show, 20% off. You can email, or you can sign up, or you can go to info@findyourwhen.com. The double down, and this is where I get in trouble, but I don't care. Randy@findyourwhen.com. If you have some specific needs and you need a company like Wen, you're not bothering me. You can reach out. Michelle does great jobs with all the shout outs on social media. I'm a real person. I'm not an emoji. So if you want to email me at Randy@findyourwhen.com, that's fair game. I'm looking forward to 2021 being a different creative year, working with a lot of individuals, organizations all over the planet to make lives better. So that's sort of what we're about. So you got your discount, you got your plug for Wen. Do you need anything else from me, Rocket Star, All-Star Michelle?
No, I just want to say thank you for offering 20% discount for our audience. And I hope people take advantage of it. And when they see the actual cost, I think they will be pleasantly surprised. So I encourage them to go to the website. Of course, we'll have, you know, I'm going to add it. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to add it to in the Reopen America Resource Center. I'm going to put it in the small business section. I'll do a special graphic to promote the program and the 20% discount. So if you go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com and click on the Take Action tab, you'll see it in there. I'm going to do a special one for small businesses and then also the Reopen America Resource Center. It's going to be under the small business. And then I might just do a special one that says special awesome bonus stuff that you can't live without or something like that. I'll figure it out this weekend and I'll let everybody know. But thank you so much, Randy, for doing that and encourage more people to take everything to the next level. That's what this is all about. The time is now. When you ask, when shall I do this? Yesterday is really what I want to say, but I'll take now that we can do that. Thank you, Randy Miller. Did you want to mention anything about the upcoming podcast, or do you want to save that for the next time we get together?
Let's save that, but I think you've captured it with When Is Now. I think I will also share with your audience that you're going to be a part of that, and we're going to continue and party on with focus on the individual, focus on the business, how are we making lives better, and yes, When Is Now. So you will hear more announcements coming on the future podcast. They will start this summer, and then they're going to run throughout the calendar year. So honored and blessed that I can do it, share the wisdom, honored that you're going to be a part of it. And more podcast announcements will follow in addition to the WAN expansion and growth. So just pleased that I can be in this industry and spread the wisdom, spread the knowledge, and make people's lives better. So you're awesome. Thank you for this. I enjoyed the all-star part. I'm hoping your listeners did. And I know I'm definitely going to be speaking and listening to you soon.
And thank you again so much. And you're at When Is Now? When is now to become an all-star? So when is making all stars? How great is that? So that is Randy's goal. When is now to become an all star? Be your own all star. All right. Thank you. Thank you again, my friend. We will chat soon and make sure if you're not on April, jump on. I need you. I need you in April, sir. I need you in April. So we'll talk then.
We'll work it out. April's going to be a long month. March went fast, but April's going to be a long month. So everybody take care. Thank you to you. And good rest of the week and weekend ahead.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thanks, my friend. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time. Always incredible, incredible information. Thank you so much. Oh, whoa,
bye-bye.
What an episode. Randy Miller always brings it home. It really, really does. Puts everything in a total different perspective than, you know, each of these all-star partners and all of our partners are so unique. And I just... I just want to share all these people with you, even on a regular basis, because, you know, we need repetition, and they always bring something new and awesome to the, or to the conversation, to the group. And I just want to let everybody know that I thought I did this as a 2-hour segment. I only did it as an hour and a half. So we're going to lose the live listeners here in like 20 seconds. But since you're going to have to listen to this episode more than once, you'll catch the end here for the on-demand portion when you listen to it on through our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, or on your favorite podcast player, so you can listen as many times as you want. So everybody have a great weekend. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. All right, we're still on. I'm going to just do a few things here, and then I'm going to wrap it up. It's 1:30, and I want you to spend the time not listening to me ramble. I want you to spend the time listening to this episode over again and taking notes. And also then going back and listening to the rest of the episodes from the All-Stars for this month. This month, we've had 32 shows. Oh my goodness. 32 shows. There was 99 guests, 32 shows live every day. So thank you all for who's been listening to me to talk for which every show was well over an hour, which was not supposed to happen. But like I said, when there's that quality content and some of these all-stars are coming on and giving their time, which they don't have a lot of free time. So if I'm going to get them, I'm going to keep them here as long as I can and suck all the information out of them for free for you guys so you can grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your own community. And I think we had a great month. I'm going to be spending time this weekend going through some of the episodes, all of my notes. So there's still not enough time, even if I did it 24 hours a day for those 2 days. But I'm going to pull out some of the segments that I kind of made some notes on that was mind-blowing for me or really hit home for me personally. So hopefully that will incentivize you to listen to the full episode or maybe even listen to more of the All-Stars. But, yeah, I'm telling you, the content was unbelievable. I want a special thank you to not only the All-Star partners who really delivered this month. I mean, wow. They really, really did. They brought their A games, but also to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. You know, they really do spend time kind of planning out what it is that they're going to say and give you something different every single episode. And I appreciate all of the support that they give to and trying to get the word out about our platform, our patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get more people to know about it, to have all this information, to really take things to the next level in every aspect of their life and their business, and especially, you know, we're focusing now on the community, on taking action, doing things. So my Tuesdays and Thursdays shows with the All-Star segment, I always say I'm going to do a little bit lighter, but we're not going to throw in my breaking news and my political stuff. We're going to save those for Monday, Wednesday, Friday shows. But I did want to say a couple things before tomorrow because I thought they were important and I want to just let it sink in. I haven't done the quote of the day in a long time. A quote of the day in a long time, but I have two today. These jumped out at me, so I thought I would share. When you see that in order to produce, you need to obtain permission from men who produce nothing. When you see that money is flowing to those who deal, not in goods, but in favors. When you see that men get richer by graft and by pull than by work, and your laws don't protect you against them, but protect them against you. When you see corruption being rewarded and honesty becoming a self-sacrifice, you may know that your society is doomed. And that's from Ayn Rand, Atlas Shrugged, in 1957. I saw that posted on Lynn Wood's Telegram. I wanted to share it because it kind of, oh, I don't know, goes hand in hand with everything that I talk about every day on this platform. Every day on this platform. So before I close it out with a little bit of inspiration from my American Patriots Bible, based on what's happening and what's going on, I think it's time for a little daily reminder. I'll make it quick. I'll make it quick. Because if you're not awake yet, you haven't really put in perspective where this country's headed, where it's going, who the problem is. I need you to put on that common sense cap and then listen. Then I need you to share it with your friends, please. Share it with your friends because there's things that we can do, kind of slow it down because it is on a fast-moving freight train right to, as they say, H-E double hockey sticks. A lot of bad news bears stuff has happened, continues to happen, and it's coming down the pike, coming down the pike. But one good thing, especially here in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, looking at the talk, it's 1:35 p.m. Pacific time. Arizona, they've chosen the auditors and the powers that be, Mike Lindell, Shelby's team over at We the People AZ Alliance have said that the auditors are the best of the best, so there's some confidence there. And I did want to share that yesterday Mike Lindell launched his new documentary, Absolute Science. And I'm going to add it to the website. I'm going to add it to Rumble. But for right now, I can go to lindelltv.com, lindelltv.com, but it will be on our Take Action tab, on our must-watch videos, and it'll be in our, yeah, it's not an Arizona thing. But yesterday, Brandon House of WVW, who's on our must-listen-to page, he has a television show. It's got a whole studio. He does the Lindell documentaries. He's the producer. He's one of the producers. Mary Fanning's another producer. And, of course, Mike Lindell. And he, what was I going to say? Oh, he did an interview yesterday, and it's on his website. I'm going to put it on ours once the website's back in order, which hopefully we can get everything nice and pretty for you guys today, if not tomorrow. Yesterday, Wednesday, March 31st, he interviewed the renowned physicist, Dr. Douglas Frank, Dr. Douglas Frank. He's the gentleman who is in the documentary, Mike Lindell's documentary, Absolute Science. And he is make a long story short, you just got to watch the video, watch the documentary. If you can, watch the interview as soon as Brandon has it posted. And if you go to our must listen to page under the Take Action tab or the Partners and Patriots tab, you'll see Brandon, his graphic there. So you can click on that. It'll get you to his website. And the show is from yesterday, Wednesday, 3/31, March 31st. And so just to make a long story short, he was teaching a class and he likes to use real life scenarios, real instances. So he was using the 2010 census and he was finding patterns. And then he was comparing it to the election of 2020. It was the same patterns. So that's a little teaser. It's fascinating. It is fascinating. So there's a whole new, and you thought we had uncovered, you know, in the first one, they were talking about the dominions, the machines, the changing, the votes. We've got the dead voters. We've got, you know, 50,000 people in one house in Arizona. They're all registered to one P.O. box, or most of them are registered to, you know, the barn that burnt down at the Merrick Corruption County Board of Supervisors house and the Hickman Farms. Yeah, they're all registered to that barn. You know what I mean? Just complete corruption and fraud. This is another layer that somebody found. Not because he was searching for it. He just happened to see it when he was teaching a class about the census. It is unbelievable. So watch the documentary. So those are two positive things that are happening in Arizona and overall. I just wanted to share that. It's 139. And then I'm going to close it out with a little uplifting information from my patriotic Bible, a little quote. But before I do that, I've got to give you your daily reminder. Just again, do me a favor, put the common sense cap on. Hopefully you never took it off. I'm going to throw this out there every day until everybody comes around and realizes who the problem is. If you go to the Take Action tab, there's solutions for us all to get involved in our, not only our own lives, but I mean, I'm talking about, you know, calling up the cinema, Kristen Sinema, remember? We're going to tell her to keep that filibuster, do that same for Joe Manchin. And then, of course, support people like Marjorie Taylor Greene, the notorious MTG, who was on fire today in the war room, which is going to get you some of those snippets for tomorrow's show. We're going to do the whole 30 minutes on all that kind of fun stuff. So I'm going to get you all of your, going to get you your patriotic groove on, but I'm going to just, I got to say this again, because I got to get it in your heads. I got to get it in your heads, because you guys are still wearing the masks here in Anarchy, Arizona. It's time to rip them off, guys. So here's your daily reminder. The regressive socialist demon rats, the Republicans, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all the false authorities that have been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another. The 11 bigs, big media, a.k.a. mainstream media. Turn it off. Turn it off. It literally is a lie. Big tech, big government, big business, big labor, big money, big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. They have no use for you, the American people. You know, we the people, not we the sheeple, except to take your money and freedom. And they're doing a great job of it. $1.9 trillion. Guess how much you got? 9%. 9%. $1.9 trillion. American people got 9%. It's mind-blowing. They only want control, so we need to rely on each other since we're all in this together. I'm going to play the song. This is Disney. Or, ironically, we discussed Disney earlier. Remember, they're trying to divide us, and they're trying to throw in this racial everything. It's total propaganda. They're doing that on purpose so that we fight amongst each other. I'm going to talk more about that tomorrow. But remember, there's at least 100 million patriots, and we vote every day with our time, our efforts and actions, our choices and buying decisions, our wallets, very important. Where are you spending your money? Who? What companies are you buying products from? Where is your money? Bank of America? I'm not even going to make that comment again. So stop supporting the people and companies who hate you, who censor, who cancel. We the people in our local communities need to be the ones to make the change. We the people have the power. It's from the ground up, not the bottom down. That's the whole concept of the precinct committee man. I'm going to bring that up a little bit tomorrow. Precinct committee man. I am a precinct committee man now. I've been knocking on doors. I'm coming to a door near you to find out what your grievances are, what you want to be changed. I'm going to bring that to the powers that be up the food chain so we can make some change. We can get out to the people who are bad and get the people in who actually want to make a difference in our lives, make it better for us, we the people, the American people. So turn off your TV. Don't get your news from the social media. It's full of lies and propaganda, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. Go to our Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the Patriotic Media tab for all the sources that are delivering the truth. You can get through the headlines and a couple different publications in 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Get in, get out. I'm asking you to do your part. Please get involved. Please take action at any level, from a simple click to even running for office. But I want you to get involved too in taking action in your own lives to grow your business, enhance the quality of your own life, the lives of others, and of course, making a difference in your community. Please share the show. Tell your friends about our platform, about our movement. Tell them to get involved, to listen. Ask them to share it also. A lot of episodes, 263 of this live segment, Purpose Driven Partners, 130 one-on-one individual podcast episodes. And then of course, 127 purpose-driven partners on our platforms. Lots of voices, lots of great content. I want you to keep in mind that the bills that Congress passes are never to help We the People. So don't be fooled by the names. Remember, whatever the name of the bill is, what's inside is just the opposite. The bills are money laundering, slush funds, distribution of your hard-earned tax dollars for checks, payoffs, bribes, elected elites, destructive agenda-pushing initiatives, and freedom-destroying, liberty-grabbing, Constitution-violating policies, all benefiting the regressive socialist friends of the D.C. swamp, unions, cities, states, special interests, NGOs, nonprofits, universities, government contractors, foreign countries, our enemies, and all the false authorities, the 11 bigs that I just mentioned, and many more. Again, 9% of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, opposite of the name, remember, opposite, went to you, the American people. The rest went to all those other people to do bad things against you. So you have a and there's $1 trillion that was still not used from before. So basically, to make it simple, $2.9 trillion coming at you like a freight train to do bad things, to destroy the country. So everybody got their money now. Now everybody's implementing their plans and their agenda, and they're coming after you in every direction. It's literally like a Biden nuclear bomb to blow this place up. And they're doing a great job. They've blown up the border. There is none. There is no border. $86 million is going to put illegal aliens in hotels. How many people didn't get a $1,400 little stimulus check? It wasn't stimulus. You increased the gas price by $1 a gallon. So the $1,400 didn't even cover the increased cost of gas. And that's just one thing. One thing. How much has everything else gone up in 2 months since the world changed for the worse? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All righty. All righty. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up. I got to go. I got to work on things. I've got a lot of groups. I've got a lot of people that are coming on the show. I got to get the things coordinated to get you guys even more amazing quality content. And of course, I got to go babysit No Daddy to make sure they're doing their job and they put this platform back to where it needs to be, I want to leave on a note, the American Patriots Bible, which I talked about during our All-Star show with Mitzi Purdue during Community Awareness Action and Faith Week, which was episode, let me give you that episode. Well, the problem is I have so many notes from the amazing content that we shared. My notes are a little all over the place. You think I would remember this off the top of my head? There's only so much I can keep in this little brain. Community Awareness, Action, and Faith was episode 181. We briefly talked about the American Patriots Bible. I haven't had time to even dig in to read it, but I did want you to let you know. There's a big quote on the back. Inside the Bible's pages lie the answers to all the problems that mankind has ever known. I hope Americans will read and study the Bible. The Bible can touch our hearts, order our minds, and refresh our souls. A great quote from the amazing President Ronald Reagan, who I had the honor to meet in person. So I've got one other president I need to meet. Hopefully, I will be able to meet him in Tulsa on the 16th or the 17th of April. It was a little hint, a little follow-up from our conversation with Clay Clark, episode 191 of the All-Stars, who's hosting the event, which we'll talk about more again. And of course, I was talking about it yesterday. And then we'll talk more about the American Patriots Bible in upcoming episodes. This is a piece of artwork. And just to give an idea, what it does is it connects the teachings of the Bible, the history of the United States, and the life of every American. And it spotlights people and events that demonstrate the godly qualities that have made America great. And I'm going to dig into that a little this weekend and start sharing that with the show, with you guys, because it's the most beautiful book I've ever owned. And Mitzi Purdue was kind enough to gift it to me. So thank you, Miss Mitzi, for that beautiful gift. that I will make time to start getting into. All right, it's time to go. It's time to wrap it up. It's 1:49. I'm way over. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. Don't be a mask hole. Stop being Shawshanked, especially here in Anarchy, Arizona. We've got no mask mandate. Take your mask off, guys. Time to rip off those dirty masks. Put on your common sense caps and try to leave them on all day, maybe sleep in them. Courage, conviction, and common sense are all contagious. The censorship and cancel culture is just plain stupid. Tune in tomorrow for your daily nooner of motivation, information, and entertainment. We're back to the 5-guest, 7-minute segments. And I'm going to keep the show tight because it is April. And it's time to get back on track. Get back on track. Everybody was all over. Everybody was off the rails with unbelievable quality content for the month of March, which it's okay. I'll let everybody do what they got to do. But we're going to get back on track. We're going to keep the show under an hour, 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time to 1:30. I'm going to implement a different portion of the segment, which we will share on Monday. So that part is going to be fun. We're going to actually encourage audience members to call in. So if anybody's listening, they want to call in some questions, want to throw some information at us, then we're going to open the phone lines because we can do that on this platform. Yeah, we want to hear what you have to say, who you want to listen to, et cetera, et cetera. So a special thank you to all the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Their information, their episodes, and their shows are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You can always check the Partners and Patriots tab. You can look at the Purpose-Driven Partners page underneath that. And everything is under the resource. No, everything is under the Take Action tab. And I'm loading up the Reopen America Resource Center because I do not want to see the tyranny no more. They've abused you. They've taken advantage of you. They've lied to you. Remember, it's a political propaganda plandemic, and a lot of the information is starting to leak out. Laura Ingraham had a great show last night where she's actually identified some time frames. So I think there's something to that. There's a lot to it. Like I said, this is planned. Look at all the damage, destruction, the death that they caused that had nothing to do with the coronavirus. And, you know, gave you some stats yesterday. We're going to give you some more tomorrow. So when somebody says something or you hear it on TV, you get to know the truth. You might want to correct them. Give them the right information, the facts, and definitely don't listen to the idiots on television. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. We got to take this country back. Don't forget, it's the consent of the governed. We the people have the power to say no. They have no right they have no constitutional right. They have no authority to shut down your business, close down your church, and tell you how many people you can allow in a building. Can't tell you to wear a mask. Can't tell you to do any of that stuff. They have no right. Complete violation of the Constitution. The real pandemic? Washington, D.C. And the people in Washington, D.C. That is the real pandemic. That's what needs to end. Those are the bad people. And, of course, they've leaked into your own local, city, state. Look at here. Mayor Corruption County. Doug Ducey. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Tide is turning. The tide is turning, everybody. So tune in tomorrow, Friday, April 2nd. Unbelievable. At 12 p.m. Pacific time for another Nooner with me. 5-guest, 7-minute segments filled with tons of tips and takeaway. I think you're awake. I've given you enough information, giving you a homework assignment. I've talked way too long. But I figured, you know what? It's the last All-Star segment. I just want to throw some information out there. Hope you got something out of it. I think you're awake. I think you're awake. Keep that common sense cap on if you can. Sleep in it. Now go take action on what we shared. Listen to this show over and over. Take your notes, your pen and paper. Lots of shows this month, especially All-Star segments. Become an All-Star. When, you ask, is the time? Time is now. It's time now to take action. We're not getting any younger, not getting any thinner, not getting any prettier, I can tell you that. I can definitely tell you that. So go make it a great day because you deserve it. because you deserve it. And talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Everything Homes special segment, Stories Needing Sharing, with Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.